This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
My goodness. Welcome back again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Hour 2. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, social media platforms, broadcasting into 155 cities even now. Again, always want to tell you thank you for making us the number one and number two show throughout the country out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. As well, friends, if you want to check us out on BeforeIt'sNews.com, please do. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Top left side of the page. If you want to call in, love to hear from you. By the way, I got to say one thing to our friend Cody in Illinois. We said we were going to get over to what was allowed and what wasn't allowed on or during the distribution or presentation of movies back in the 1960s, actually up until the 1968s. I'll get to that next week, I promise. And the reason I'm saying that is because we're pulling some more guests up on the show just for the sake of getting me back to where I need to be. Monday, we're going to have America's Sheriff, Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack. We'll talk about the relevance and the importance of having a good sheriff, as well as next Thursday, we're looking at having Ray Comfort up with us. We call him the modern-day John Wesley, the street preacher. So we got a lot coming up next week, but I just wanted to give you a shout-out and let you know that I haven't forgotten it, and I'm going to hold to my word at all costs, Deuteronomy 23:23. So what I want to do is, going back into this, we were just talking about, you know, during the last segment, about how the mainstream media highlighted, well, again, said thousands of people showed up in Washington, D.C. Well, you just seen on that video where the 17,000 doctors that are unheard of, their voices have been censored. They've been expunged by Wikipedia. It's so telling what's going on here, friends. And again, I got to say, why the 350 million people allow this to happen in their own country, I have no idea. If anything jacks me up, it's apathy in folks' tolerance on so many different levels, because you're inviting this to come to your front door. And if you think that's a joke, read Amos 6:3. Read Amos 6:3. It tells us, because you failed to deal with the wicked, they will come to your front door. They will. Rest assured. Okay? I want to go over to this, and I want you to see this, because it shows you again the Saul Alinsky tactic all over the world by these minions of Satan. And don't get me wrong, they are minions of Satan. They're testing their tinfoil. They're trying to create a world without God, which will never happen. I don't care how good the technology gets. It doesn't matter. That revelation's been given by God for good, not evil. But they mean it for evil, right? And but what do? They mean to belittle the voice of opposition. Well, what you need to understand, all of you listeners, is the voice of opposition is a lot higher and a lot louder than even their 24/7 propaganda outlets inundating you with their lies. Oh, it's true. Talk to your neighbors. You'll find out what I'm talking about. Well, we just found this out. Tim Brown, morning show host from SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, sent this over to me yesterday. He said, you're going to love this. And I've seen this 1,000 times. And if people would understand this, they would understand they're not losing, they're winning. If they would come together and bring about justice upon the heads of the wicked, Isaiah 26, verse 9. That's what the Lord expects of us. And by the way, so do our children, right? For their future, so that they might have a future and a hope. I want to bring you over to Parliament Hill. The live webcam over at the Parliament Hill in Canada shows absolutely no protesting. I want you to keep in mind, your government's been doing this for a long time. I remember some time ago, there were 650,000 people that showed up in Washington, D.C. to protest those that have illegally sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb, Proverbs 6:17. And what did the cameras show? Well, they said that the cameras were down during that day of the protest. Why? Because they didn't want you to see how many people showed up in protest. Because it puts things into perspective really quick. But let me bring you back over to Canada, and I'm going to show you what's happening in Canada because it applies to what we were just talking about during the last segment when the doctor was speaking and how the mainstream media reported that only thousands showed up. No, it was hundreds of thousands, as you well seen. Okay, over in Canada, look what they're doing. This is a live feed if you're on social media platforms. What it says, friends that are listening, live webcam at Parliament Hill shows no protesting whatsoever. It's a still shot is what it is, friends. Okay? So when I play that audio, all of a sudden, we have friends that went there in real time, and what did it show? It showed the Parliament Hill filled with protesters to the brim. Isn't that interesting, friends? Isn't that interesting? Here, I'll play that again. They want you to believe that nobody's protesting. They want you to believe everybody's just going along with it. Baloney. Baloney, friends. Be encouraged. Romans 8:37. 1 John 4:4. Be encouraged, friends. Fight the good fight of faith. And you'll see the results of what God promised that he would do on the behalf of those that do fight the good fight of faith. Well, what was it? Well, no one's there, and then all of a sudden the people go there, and they begin to film for themselves, and what do they find out? The place is packed. It's totally packed. Which, again, I've seen this so many times. See, this is what the media does. They get in there, and they try to browbeat you into believing that nobody cares about your cause. See, here. Oh, perfect segue. Perfect segue. Perfect segue, friends. This is what I want to show you, line upon line, precept upon precept. You know, I just told you the mainstream media is coming out after me again, and let them come. They just better watch their P's and their Q's, because the minute they lie, they're done. They're done, okay? But look at this. Breitbart just reported this. You guys all heard about Superman coming out, right? DC Comics turned Superman into a bisexual who fights climate deniers. Isn't that crazy? All the agenda, and to shock of no one who lives in the real world, guess what, friends? They mean for everybody to believe that everybody's going right along with it, right? Everybody wants a bisexual Superman, which, by the way, when Superman was first created, it was metaphorically in parallel to the Jesus Christ that we know. Did you know that? You notice how when he dies and then he goes up into space and his hands are spread out like a cross? He dies and then all of a sudden he's resurrected again? Yep. And he's here for the good of the people? Right? That's how it was all, that was how it was created from the very offset, friends. It was a type of a Christ, which no one can take his place, just for the record. Right? The first commandment of Exodus 20, read it when you get a moment. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. But what do? They want you to believe that everybody's on board. But guess what, friends? It completely bombed. Has anybody taken the time to note that everything that the homosexual agenda has pushed forth, has anybody ever taken the time to note it, that it's always, well, first of all, it's cursed. But have you ever taken the time to note that everything they put their hand to, it completely bombs? It just bombs instantaneously. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you something to add on to this, and then we'll get back to what's happening in your world even as we speak. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back. Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of LibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Let's just get right back to this, friends. Breitbart just reported woke Superman comic book sales nosedive. Plummets. Everything the homosexuals touch, friends, it's cursed. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. The Lord doesn't say that homosexuality or sodomy is a sin. He calls it an abomination. Leviticus 18:22 and 20:13. If the mainstream media wants to call me a hater and a bigot, I want you to understand I love the law and I love my freedoms. That's why I magnify the law, Isaiah 42:21, against their transgressions. Okay? They hate the law that keeps us free. They play the victims as they perpetuate the crime. And again, I want to show you this so you can all see this on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, right side of the page. Oh, I'm sorry, top left side of the page. We're right up on the top now. And or BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. DC comic turns Superman into a bisexual who fights climate deniers, and to the shock of no one who lives in the real world, the comic has bombed. Okay, and I'm showing visuals right now. Look at this. The sickest, most backwards thing you will ever see in all of your life. Did you guys all see that MacArthur yesterday was banned by YouTube for speaking out against transgenderism, which there is no such thing? Do you understand that YouTube and Google and Twitter and Facebook, they're subversive to American government? You best get to it, Americans. You best get to it and hold them accountable for being subversive to the American government. They're trying to normalize crime in America. They're trying to create a war against God that will never, ever be won. And they're about to find that out. Okay? But again, look at this, friends. DC Comic. Well, they sold out. Don't support them. Don't support them, friends. Don't support DC Comics. Look at this one. Truth, Justice, and a Better Tomorrow. An effeminate, well, a more effeminate Superman. Oh, and it states by Breitbart, and oh, bisexual Superman also refuses to fight for the American way. That's right, the American way. Instead, bisexual Superman fights for truth, justice, and a better tomorrow, which sounds exactly like something a bisexual Superman with a pink-haired boyfriend would fight for. Anybody sick of all this? Aren't you sick and tired of watching these effeminate men attack old ladies and bakers that refuse to bake cakes for them? You know, it's interesting, friends. The homosexuals won't go to a Muslim's bakery shop because the Muslims won't put up with it because they want to kill them. That's a fact, right? But they attack the old lady that's saying, no, we're holding to the principles of who we are as a constitutional republic. And the American people sit back and let them take the abuse of these men that act like women and these women that act like men, which only proves the case. Romans 1:24. Now, let me also show you this, friends. I warned again, and I'm not trying to be anything. I'm just telling you, go online, do a Google search of Bradley Dean. SPLC has Bradley Dean as the number one offender to the homosexual agenda. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be shouting me down saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Amen. Somebody's got to stand up for our kids, folks. Right? When I was doing high school assemblies under George Bush, I caught wind of what George W. Bush, Mr. Christian President, furthest thing from the truth. He's a devil, he's a bad liar, and he's got one foot in hell and one foot on a banana peel. He's almost there, friends. He's almost there. Like to give him a little extra push to get there a little bit quicker, called judgment, right? Which guards our liberties. I warned the American people that this was being pushed, the gay agenda was being pushed under George W. Bush. I had Bishop Harry Jackson, who was the guy in Washington, D.C., that sat on the evangelical board of George W. Bush, and he had said when he flew into Minneapolis and he stayed at my house, we were sitting in front of my offices, and I said, George W. Bush is the one pushing this agenda, and he said, can you prove that? I brought him into the offices, and I showed them the signed documentations where George W. Bush was sending forth letters to gay communities, he called them, thanking them for their contributions to society. Just so you know. Oh, his daddy, George H.W. Bush, he was a known pedophile. He was a known pedophile. And what's interesting to note, friends, is all of a sudden Bishop Harry Jackson looked at me and he said, I always thought it was odd that he would never address that issue to the evangelical board. Of course not. He's guilty of it. So this little punk, long-haired punk, out there fighting for those young kids, being subjected to everything and protected from nothing, all of a sudden had to pull the curtain back just a little bit more for those that are on a national level during that period to see a little bit more than that in many cases they wanted to see. I didn't care. If I had to pry their eyes open and say, this is what's going on. This is what's going on. Do you all remember, by the way, when we were doing high school assemblies, we fell under attack when the whole gay agenda started to become a thing. The homosexual outlets started to attack me like crazy. I was just holding to constitutional law, state statutes that in every one of our states condemned the act of sodomy. Every single one of them. And they still do. I don't care about what their wrested interpretations bring forth, which means perverted. Okay? I don't care. God said Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, period. Okay? We know that. He created a male and female, and there's a reason for it. And, folks, we're to cleave unto our wives, okay? And we're to become one flesh. We have children, right? If we left it up to the homosexual sodomite agenda, there would be no fallout. And maybe that's the plan that the enemy has. Do you think? Yep. There was a Sodom and Gomorrah, friends, and I'm telling you what, you need to deal with these people lawfully because the law's not on their side. It's on ours, and they're attacking anybody and everybody that dare stands out against them. Do your worst. Do your worst, okay? Because my objective here is to protect the young kids. During the time that this first came out, I remember the Boy Scouts of America came out and said that they're going to go ahead and allow the homosexuals to be a part of this club. Instantaneously, they lost 50% of their membership. You were never told of that. No, everything they touch, folks, goes right down to the ground. Because they're cursed, right? And they act accordingly. I don't care what they say, what they think. Have me on your show, homosexuals. The Dan Savages of the world, the Kevin Jennings of the world. Let's do a public forum. Pull me in. Because the only thing I want to do is tell them what you're not telling them, and that's the truth. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You better get it right, because I, by the grace of God, am not moving. And you better understand, as I said earlier during the first segment, you better understand that that wall is not moving. That wall is there for your good. But if you don't take heed to the word of God, it's better for you to fall. Friends, it's better for that rock to fall upon, or it's better for you to fall upon the rock than the rock to fall upon you. The rock to fall upon you is the judgment that I'm trying to warn you concerning the impending judgment that you will face. Revelation 1, 21, verse 5. Start there. Going back to Boy Scouts of America, I told you what this was a bunch of sodomites on a national level that wanted to make the most of the young people that were in the Boy Scouts. It's exactly what I said. I said, if they open the floodgates, you are going to see an influx of violations of these sodomites making a prey out of our children. CNN, MSNBC, they all came after me. You hater, you bigot. I was getting phone calls from England about their gay pride parade. Hey, by the way, friends, it's because the people have taken on these agendas. That's what the tyrants use so they can forge more control over your lives. Because if I can demoralize you, guess what? I can control you. Duh. Look at this. Boy Scouts of America falls short in bid to emerge from sex abuse bankruptcy. The Boy Scouts of America plan to emerge from bankruptcy with a $2.7 billion settlement suffered a major setback this week, but the youth group and lawyers for thousands of men who were sexually abused in the ranks say they will continually work towards a deal. Now, this is what I want you to catch. This is the Los Angeles Times. Keep in mind, this is the same mainstream media advocating and attempting to normalizing this lifestyle, which God calls an abomination. This is the fruit, this is the fault of those that give these people a green light. This is the fault of the mainstream media advocating it concerning the thousands of boys that have been violated by men. And don't sit there and act like you don't know what I'm talking about, because you all the well know what I'm talking about, because you called me a bigot and you called me a liar for telling you that this was at the end of the aim, what their end aim was. And it was the young kids. Okay? No report of justice upon the heads of the predators. Now do you understand why there's vigilante justice out there, friends? Not one report to the mainstream media that any of those predators were actually dealt with according to the law. No consequence. Just give them money and let them go so they can do it again. This is ridiculous. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A massive blizzard is hitting the Northeast, causing power outages in the region and forcing cancellations of thousands of flights. The storm pummeled New York City, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, where snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour are being recorded. Tens of millions of people are under winter weather alerts, stretching from the mid-Atlantic to New England. Wind gusts are reported up to 40 miles per hour, but they're expecting more along the coast. Over 10 million people in the Northeast are under blizzard warnings. The National Weather Service is warning that the nor'easter could bring near-record snowfall and blizzard conditions to most of New England. Power outages are widespread, and thousands of flights have been canceled due to the storm. This is USA Radio News. Juliana Michelle Childs, a federal judge for South Carolina since 2010, is now under consideration to fulfill President Joe Biden's campaign pledge of placing the first black woman on the Supreme Court. The White House confirmed that Childs, who House Democratic Whip James Clyburn has championed, was one of Biden's potential picks. Childs is the first publicly confirmed name under consideration to replace Justice Stephen Breyer, who announced he would retire at the end of the court's current term, which runs through June. Joni Mitchell said Friday she would remove her music from Spotify in protest after recent controversy between Neil Young and the music streaming giant over podcaster Joe Rogan's COVID-19 misinformation. Mitchell released a message saying, "I stand with Neil Young." She's the first major artist to follow Young in leaving Spotify. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Folks, really quick. Now listen, every once in a while I can look down on social media platforms because I get thoughts and then I gotta add to and I gotta take away concerning the content of what we're talking about on the show today. Listen, I wanna say it again. You got all these people online making comments, 1-866-582-9933. Now one just asked, it was Dino Fun. Now, I've seen you before. I don't know why you don't call in and bring this out there within question. I mean, it's not like I'm going to bite your head off. Now, if you're insincere, that's one thing. If you're not, of course. I mean, we're going to have a decent conversation here. But I would rather have you call in rather than just leaving all those comments. Not that I'm opposed to comments, but again, if people need to be encouraged, man, encourage them. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, Dino just said, Bradley, considering that the conservative movement seems to be cozying up to the LGBT movements, do you think that the conservative movement will fall too? Well, let me tell you this. They're not the conservatives. Conservative means to preserve. We're called to be the salt of the earth. And Jesus said, what will it be if the salt loses its savior? And the fact of the matter is, he also says in Matthew 5 there, verse 13, he says, what good are they? They're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. So the Lord is damning them because they're worthless. They're not bringing forth fruit. And keep in mind, most conservatives today love to call themselves Christians. Just like when you say conservative, it's just a given for some reason or another that they're Christians. No, they are not. What you see from the conservatives today is a lack of conservatism, period. Okay? And for them to warm up to the LGBT shows you exactly who they are. Now again, friends, keep in mind, conservatives of the day are yesterday's liberals. They are seriously good for nothing. I don't care what you call them. You can call them Republicans. You can call them Christians. And the fact of the matter is, Christianity bears forth fruit. There's no such thing as fruitless Christianity. Read John 15:8. Jesus is glorified by the fact that you bear fruit. If there's no fruit in the basket, they can call themselves whatever they want to call themselves, especially when it comes to Christianity. But I'm here to tell you it's a lack of Christianity. And it's funny. I just got an email, and Dino also brought up Trump, or someone else brought up Trump. Well, remember, Donald Trump was, we had friends that were on the press, the media there. They were press operators. They were, what do I want to call them? They were there to get the news inside of the White House. They had full access to the White House. And they said over and over again, and we even had these people on the radio show, where they said that what Donald says in front of the people is not what he's saying behind closed doors. Now, when it comes to the gay agenda, he's the one that wanted to decriminalize sodomy on a global basis. What's sodomy all aimed at? Kids. Don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. And again, for all of you Christian haters, all of you gay sympathizers, have me on your broadcast. Have me on your show. You've been attacking me like a bunch of little cowards that you are for the last 17 years of radio. And you do nothing but talk around me. I would love to be on your show. I would love for you to call me up and ask me questions rather than just hurl your assaults at me without even asking me the question. But then again, what would I expect from a bunch of cowards? And cowards you are. You're absolutely cowards. Bunch of little chickens running around calling names concerning those that they want to call. This is the best they have, friends. This is the best they have. That's all they can do is call you names in hopes that you believe their lies. But again, going back to Donald Trump, we had these anchors, these journalists inside of the White House that were telling us that that Donald Trump was doing his best to decriminalize sodomy. Well, let me ask you a question. Why was it criminalized? Yeah, everybody wants, well, he was just doing a favor to the gays. What, no, that's not good enough. I want to know, why was it against the law, and why is it against the law? Why does Donald Trump want to tear down that law? That's what Satan does. He's the transgressor. Why? Why is it against the law? I just showed you during the last segment. Look at all those kids that were abused. And there was no call for justice upon the heads of the predators. That's why you have vigilante justice. Just making that point once again. And it sickens me to the core. Donald Trump was also, we also brought up the same individual on the program where Donald Trump, claiming to be a Christian, he was in Florida entertaining the sodomites on the streets. This is all factual information. I don't know how much more information you need on Donald Trump to understand who he is. But he's just another clown in the circus of politics that's doing nothing but fleecing the American people for their money. And again, you can say, well, Bradley, you're just name calling. Am I? I'm not just name calling. And again, what I want to do is I want to show you what I'm talking about, lest you think that what I'm doing is name calling. That's not what we do here. If you go to social media platforms, folks, I get tons of these every day from Donald Trump and his son. I never signed up on anybody's page. It says, Save America, President Donald Trump. He had 5 years to do that, friends. He did the opposite. Okay? Look at this. Today is huge. Everything's huge. Everything's big. He's a narcissist. Read Isaiah 14. He acts just like his father. But what is it about? Save America at the top. And then what does he have here? Donor list. Just like the rest of them. This is what they're all doing. Nobody's upholding the law, friends. They're just telling you what the problem is. And the problems are the crimes. And they're doing fundraisers. Look at this. Contribute now. $250, $27.50. He's fleecing the people. He's becoming more wealthy every day off the stupidity of the American people, namely those that refuse to judge him by his fruit, Matthew 7:16. You know, I thought we were beyond that, but apparently not. We're still in it, aren't we? Yeah. Speaking of that, let me make another point here. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, talking about this is what's happening in your world even as we speak. And what I want to show you now is that of what's going on the border. You were told by Donald Trump, speaking of which, that he was going to build a wall. And without having to go through all of that, it went from $4 billion to $25 billion to Mexico is going to pay for it, to sending out Judas Paul Ryan, Luke 22:48, and telling the American people, well, you're going to pay for it, and then they're going to pay you back, to only find out that Donald Trump never built 1 inch of the wall that he promised. He just told the people that were so easily entertained out of their freedoms as to what he was going to do, and he failed to do it. And like so many other things, this is what Donald Trump does. He talks big and he doesn't deliver. But we know that 100 feet of that wall that was allegedly built was refurbished wall. Not one inch of new wall was ever built by Donald Trump. Not an inch. You want me to say it again? You want me to say it a different way? Because, folks, that's what's going on at the border right now. So I want to go over to in this page that I'm pulling up right now. I mean, it just keeps going back and forth and back and forth here. But what I want to do is I want to pull this up when it quits playing in circles here. And I want you to hear as to what, in fact, is happening concerning the illegals coming into America. Again, this is judgment upon America. Deuteronomy 28:43, the stranger will be made the head, you will be made the tail. They are coming in right now. They are being handed the keys to everything that we are in hopes of creating a government that is outside our constitutional republic. So let me do this. I'm going to bring it up, and I'm going to go ahead and let you hear this. This is
police department in Westchester, County,
Tucker
New York.
Carlson,
but 100 apparently,
and he's showing you right now
off a charter flight in the middle of in Westchester,
that illegals are being illegally flown from the border to New York. Why? Because they are raising up an army. That's why. Bradley, that's crazy. Oh, how little of history do you know? How little of the Declaration do you know?
In the footage, Westchester police express.
I don't really care what Tucker has to say here. I just want you to see the video. All these illegals being flown into New York City. See, folks, it again shows you they don't have the support that they want you to believe they have. That's why they're bringing and pulling these illegals in, because these are the people that they want to use. Like anybody else that wants to create domestic insurrection, they use foreigners to do so because they know that the people of those prospective countries will not do it. And here we are again. This is happening right now in your country. Okay? Right now. So where's the government? The government is telling you that everything is under control, as they are the ones that are, in fact, alluring the illegals into your country. We're not derelict there neither, because we have shown you that time and time again. Even during the criminal administration of Donald Trump, we were hearing the same things. We had friends in Arizona that at one point concerning an infiltration point into America, he had video of over 2,000 illegals coming into America that were being loaded up on buses, Homeland Security buses, by the way. And as we're being loaded up, friends, what you need to know is they were being loaded up on air-conditioned buses, being brought over to Lutheran Social Services and Catholic Charities, and then they were flown to the destination of their choice. All on your dime. All on your dime. Okay? So this isn't fictitious. This isn't a thing that's happening way outside of what we've already told you before. I got another video here I want you to see. This, again, is Tucker Carlson. And this is Fox News. I don't care what they have to say at this particular point. I just want you to see what they are doing is what I want you to see. These are illegals that are being dropped off into your country. Contractors talk secret migrant drop-offs. Why? Now, I just want to forecast something here for you, okay? And do I want to be right? No, but I know I'm right because this is history repeating itself. What I want to tell you is going to happen is somehow or another, these are illegals, right, that are being dropped off into the cities of America by ICE agents. And I want you to understand, friends, that there's going to be a militant underbelly to what's going on here. Just out of nowhere, you're going to see all these illegals armed somehow or another. And don't act like you don't know who the responsible party is, because we know who they are. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt. Definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here. And I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you. What's interesting is I'm looking at social media platforms. See, everybody, I just got a vent here for a moment. Listen to the simplicity of what's in my heart here for you. Everybody knows what the problem is. I spend time all day long gathering up information to wake the American people up as to what is happening in their country. My message isn't, look at how bad it is, though it is. My message is, listen, look what's happening concerning the finger of God upon a nation that refuses to obey him. The Lord is, in his mercy, looking for us to repent and to bring forth fruits of righteousness, right? And repentance. 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. Read the chapter. Read Luke 2 when you get a moment. The whole of it. Bring forth fruits of repentance is to stand against the very things that are destroying, right? We're to magnify the law. Go to Romans 3:31, Matthew 5. I can go through the whole shebang here by memory if you'd like, but the point is, we get it. We know what the problem is. And what begs, folks, listen, if I was never to be on the radio show again, my job is to work myself out of a job. That is my job. It's not to get new sponsors. It's not to get those that will pay more for me on the radio. I don't get any money from sponsors, by the way. We have none of those. GCN takes care of all that, and we're thankful for it. Okay, we're not in it for the money, because if we were in it for the money, we're in the wrong business. I'm in it for the long haul to win the day. And I'm suggesting to the American people that know all of the wrong things that are taking place, the illegalities, the crimes against the people from their said government, and I'm talking about corruption in their government, I am laying to your candor to right the wrongs. Because once the people stand up and deal with corruption in their communities, in their cities, and in their states, and the American people send the message that we are not going to tolerate you and your crimes against we the people any longer, this is all going to stop. And that's obedience to God, because that brings forth repentance. To suggest that we're good with God and we sit back and do nothing, friends, you're just sadly deceiving yourselves on so many different fronts. And I want to tell you this, in the natural, your kids, your posterity depends upon you standing up and doing what needs to be done on their behalf so that they might have a future and a hope. But I'm as sick and tired of coming on this radio show every day and highlighting what the problem is. And I, for the life of me, do not understand why we have to have another doctor up on the radio station or on the social media platforms to tell you maybe a little more information than that you had before, when you already know that the bad guys broke the law. Okay? If they broke the law, they broke the law, and they must be held accountable and liable for their crimes against we the people. Why do we have to go through 3 years of a debunked plandemic and a narrative when we all the while knew at the end of the day what it was all about? The pill in the jam was vaccine passports, because they want to create a new system. Hey, folks, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but even in your own backyards, you can go outside right now and go into your local banks around the cities. They're making cashless banks. Anybody think it's a little odd that the banks won't let you in anymore, and you can't go in and make transactions at the counter anymore? Nope, they're becoming cashless banks. You all have to stand up and say no to this. And furthermore, one of the points that I was making earlier, and this is coming to my aid even now, folks, these corporations, they need to be broken up the way that Andrew Jackson broke up the banking system during his time. These corporations working with government, that defines out to be fascism. They need to be broken up. And where is the government to stop this? They're not. They're working hand in glove to create it. Why? Because they want to topple the little guy. This is why we need small businesses. And quite frankly, folks, I know we're talking about a little bit of a different thing here. I am so tired of talking to machines. That's the corporations. But when you go to, let's just go into a little store. You get a caring hand at a little business. You get the people that answer their phone, that will still answer questions, that care about the product that they're giving you. Are you getting that from big corporations? Absolutely not. They don't care if you're a customer of theirs or not. The fact of the matter is they're going to continuously push this down your throat until you throw off the corporations. Quit giving big corporations the money. Go to the little guy. Go to the little guy. Folks, when you go out to eat, look for the little guy. Let me say it again. Look for the little guy, because you're going to get good food and you're going to get a personalized service that you're not going to get at a big corporation where the employee doesn't care if you like it or not. And I'm frankly sick and tired of it. I really am. I really am. So let me do this. I got one more point to make. I got 4 minutes left. I want to show you, by the way, Tim Brown, Tim Brown's all over my show, but Tim, I want to say this, I thank you for the video, but I literally had that video that you just sent over to me teed up, and what do I see in all of that? I see the Holy Ghost in that, and I love that, so I appreciate your helping hand, brother from another mother, over there in the Carolinas. I want to show you a leaked video, and you'll hear it too, by the way. Border control and border patrol agents are finally saying these are the good guys, and I praise God for every one of them. But the border patrol agents are stating that they've had enough of Biden's illegal alien smuggling operation. But what would you expect from someone that's already been called out for treason against the American people, Article 3, Section 3? Do you not see the frustration here, Americans? Why do you suffer the abuses, America? There's 155 cities listening to me right now. I say to everyone, we're in this together under God, in Jesus' name, with a question I lay to your candor. Why do you suffer the abuses? Everything these people are doing is illegal. There's good guys in the Border Patrol agents that are saying the same things. I want you to pay attention to what these agents say to their boss, because you can see that the boss friends has sold them and America down the river. This said chief amongst the Border Patrol agents, listen to what one of his subordinates say when they say, you don't even call me illegal aliens. Why? I can tell you right now, because he sold out the American people, as is he endangering his men on a daily basis. Check this out.
We continue to do the job and the mission that we signed up for. Right? We all signed up for. We all raised our hand.
It's kind of hard to say that. To defend the Constitution, not the
It's not hard to say it. It may be hard for you to say it, but I've been doing this for 31 years. It's not hard for me to say it. Every day I wake up and I'm committed to this organization.
He's riding roughshod over the voice of his subordinates who are saying that we're supposed to uphold the Constitution. He doesn't want the cameras to hear that. This is the chief. He needs to be removed, okay?
And I'm committed to each one of them.
His subordinates are kicking up against him, friends. He and one of his subordinates just said, you don't even call me illegal aliens. What does that tell you, Americans? That he's working for special interest.
What's that?
That's why Chief Scott left.
You just said it.
You can't
say that's going to happen to you.
And so one of his subordinates said, you can't even say illegal aliens. This clown just said, well, you just said it. So in other words, why do I need to say it? Why wouldn't he call them for what they are? They're illegals.
The whole generation.
He sold out, friends.
Why are you guys getting caught up in semantics? Right?
Why are you guys getting caught up in semantics? Now, does anybody believe the sincerity of this human being? He's a traitor to the cause, Americans. And he must be dealt with accordingly. Semantics. No, if they're illegal, they're illegal. Okay, they're not just aliens or undocumented aliens. They're here illegally and must be treated as criminals, period.
There's a mission out there to see what we find. We just sit here and argue about it till we're blue in the face.
He doesn't want to. He's not taking his bad.
I've been doing this job as long as y'all.
That's the problem.
What's that?
That's the problem, Chief.
His subordinate just said, that's the problem. I've been doing this job, he said, for 31 years, and one of his subordinates said to him, that's the problem. He's exactly right.
For evil to do nothing.
I can't hear
for evil to triumph, for good men to do nothing.
And then he said what Edmund Burke said, for evil to triumph, good men do nothing. Okay?
That's exactly what's happening here.
He said, that's exactly what's happening here.
You are doing something.
No, sir, we're not.
You are. No, you're rescuing people every day. You're taking fentanyl off the streets every day. You're taking methamphetamine.
Yes, under this
administration,
for the last
street year,
we've got the highest fentanyl death in the history of our country. In 1 year, in this country.
You know, we've made more fentanyl seizures already this year.
He sounds like a politician is what he sounds like, this chief.
And we're working on it.
No, folks, I can tell you right now, anybody's got any discernment, this chief right here, he has sold out his subordinates. He's endangering their lives, and the borders are wide open as he himself is responsible for dropping off illegals into the American cities, even as we speak. What's happening in your world, friends? Change the narrative.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.